It's worth your drive? All right. You can notice my Texan accent this morning. And we have two cowboys earlier. Yeah. All right. I thank the Lord. I'm honored and privileged to be here this morning. Of course, we have still a couple of announcements to do. I would like to call Ian, and Brother Bill will come up. All right. Sorry about this. I got entangled. The snowballs remind me of white rice. All right. All right. Ian, here's microphone this time. Yeah, power. He's leaving the end of the month. He's from Germany and going back to Germany. And I asked him, because we have mission that's going forth every year in the Philippines, April, and also next year in July, our young people will go there with Pastor Mike. I have the applications already for that youth mission. And we're believing God for 40 or 50 people who are coming. And that's a lot of rice. And then I asked him why we have to go to those places wherein we have our backyard here and our neighborhood here and our city to reach. And yet we're going to spend all this money for going to the Philippines and other countries. And so that's my question to Ian. And he's speaking tonight for Mission Awareness Night. And we want to squeeze everything that he knows from those trips that he has from the previous word that he brought to us 3 weeks back. Amen. And it was good and delicious. Amen.
So Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And during worship in the last service, I was reading about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's called me to proclaim the good news. And I was like, yeah, he wants to proclaim the good news. He wants to like heal the brokenhearted and all of those things that we read about. I'm like, he wants to do that. Because, I mean, I was thinking too, we were made for Eden. And there's a billion unreached people in this world that have never heard the gospel. And we're all called to go in some way. And I just want to encourage you guys with that. And tonight I'm going to share a lot of testimonies from Morocco, India, Nepal, the Philippines, different places to inspire you. But we're all commanded to go and to not just sit back and wait for other people to do something, but to stand up and bring the gospel because, like Ephesians 2 says, he made us alive.
Hallelujah.
And we have so much life to bring to the nations. Amen. Not just me, but you too.
Praise God. And Emily is also going to share her testimony in her recent visit to the Philippines. Emily, all right? Is Emily here? And, of course, William from Germany Heritage, and he's going back to Germany where their pastors are called German Shepherds. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I have to digress for just an instant before I tell you about the Philippines when I was there. Last October 31st, November 1st and 2nd, I went to an encounter. And at the time, I was so backslidden, I didn't even know if I was saved. And when I got done with that encounter, I not only knew I was saved, I knew I had a purpose. And I was sitting in the back row there one day, and Charger came up here and said, we have a mission going to the Philippines. And I thought, well, that's pretty neat. I don't know who's going to go on that. Before I left church, I knew it was me. And so when I got in the Philippines, totally new, I'm almost 70 years old. I've never done this before. And I got to the Philippines, and everybody there was so wonderful to us. There was supposed to be a bunch of guys coming from our church to go there. There was one. So anyhow, I got to go, and I got to see the Philippines, and it's a wonderful place. More than that, I got to meet the people that were in the outlying areas away from Manila. We were on Palawan. It's another island. And beautiful, beautiful island. But we had We had 6 days in the field with the Filipino people themselves. And in that 6 days, we saw over 4,000 people. Ooh. My job was in evangelism. So they would come to us, and we would speak a little bit about, you're going to go to the doctor, you're going to go to the dentist. But we want to make sure you don't leave here with just temporal things. We want to give you a chance to meet Jesus. And so we'd share a testimony. You know, a person would come up and explain the way to Christ. And out of that, 2,700 people, 6 days, 2,700 people met Jesus.
Let's give the Lord a hand, man.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. And I, you know, I've prayed for people and they've been healed. You know, they might have had a cold or back pain or something. But I'd never really seen a real miracle. And the last day we were out in the field, our team leader, a guy by the name of Michael, said, we need to pray for a real miracle here today. And so we did. And about halfway through the day, we were going through what we had to do and helping people sign off their papers and everything. And one of the people that were going around signing papers found out that we had a deaf teenager in the room. And her response was to grab two or three of us and let's pray. Let's pray. And he left hearing. And I want to tell you, nothing has put a jolt into my faith like that did. You know, and God is so good. God is so good. If you've never gone on a mission, I don't care how old you are, if you've never gone on a mission trip, do it. Because not only will you help those people that you go to visit, but more than that, it'll help you. It'll open your eyes. You'll see Christ in the faces of those people, and they'll see Christ in you. And it was just a blessing, and I can't thank the people who gave me money, the people who blessed me with all of their prayers and best wishes, but it's just a fabulous thing to do. And there's another one coming up this next Easter. If you want to go, 6 days or 14 days in the Philippines, you really get to change your way of life. You really get to change things. And so I know I've gone well over 8 minutes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Brother Bill. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's really a privilege and honor for me to be standing before you. It's amazing that English is a hard language to learn, but I am a CIA. Every time I go to a mission, CIA stands for confidence in the Almighty. So I got confidence right now standing before you. It's an honor and also given this opportunity to thank each and every one of you for praying for us, me and Brother Bill and others who went to the mission. And like he said, the support of prayer and financial support allow us to go there as well and be able to bless other people. And so many things that happened. The last, I was at the tail end of the mission because I had to tend with Pastor Mike in doing the logistics for our young people so we can prepare the young people in ministry and accommodation and stuff like that. So I got to see just one day. And out of that one day in a hot weather, it's like over 1,000 people in one day that we've seen. Of course, we do it in April for the medical mission, which is called ARMS, Asian Relief Medical Services, which is the leg of SINA, Christian in Action. It's not CIA, so that way the bag will not be searched. So they have to add N, SINA. But in any rate, that so many blessings occurred in that one day in that medical mission. So it's April because the school facilitate the amount or the numbers of people who are coming in one day. Can you imagine 1,000 people in one day or 800 at least? Yeah. And so we have the registration. Then you got two rooms for evangelism, the adult and the children. Then you got the triage, which look for the, what you call that? Your high blood pressure and all that. And then you got the medical and you got the dental. And sometimes we said mental also. And of course, we have what you call pharmacy, where we give the medication that they need and vitamins and rice and salt and sometimes slippers and Bibles, okay? 3 years back, that's all, that's what's going on. But then the Lord gave me opportunity to go with Leif Hedlund in the Philippines, and I experienced what you call kingdomized, which is the subject of my message today. And in that experiencing the healings and the boldness to pray for people, I introduced to them healing room, which, you know, they are leaving anyway to go to their own houses after the medication, after going to the pharmacy. So the healing room, I said, give me all the intercessors, and can I ask to have that healing room? And sure enough, the grace of God upon the leadership allows us to have the healing room, and many people get healed. Many people, year after year, the blind eyes see, the lame walk, and all these things. The normal Christian life, as the presence of God, kingdomize that arms. And I'm privileged to be part of that each and every year because of the provision that God says. And I always say this, that His will, it His bill, He guides, He provides. He leads, He feeds, okay? So if you make yourself available, then God will make you capable. So young people, next year, prepare yourself. And even adult can join the young people. We need you to help us, not to babysit, but also to be able to see and experience the goodness of God in the country called the Philippines. So we not only reach locally, but also globally. So it's called glocal, okay? So praise be to God. Because 2/3 of the name of God is go, right? And 1/3 is D, which is destiny, and you have destinations. So praise be to God. And the Lord allowed me to network with many pastors. I got saved here in the United States, so I don't know many pastors in the Philippines. And so the Lord allowed me to network with them, because I learned that if you are not networking, you are not working. But you have to network with the net that works. And so those networks that I glean upon works for me. And so every time we go there, there is a network that will accommodate us wherever. And I'm boldly saying this because I invite you to come to my country, all right? Have fun also at the same time, blessing people and be able to help you as well, how you can be kingdomized. Amen? Let's all stand and let's make that declaration, because this is what we believe. This is how we do it in Texas. So raise up your Bible or cell phone if you don't want to crucify the tree. And if you don't have a Bible, raise up your right hand. And that is called faith book. All right? So, say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Before you sit down, tell your neighbor, I look good, but you look better. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for BBS, because Bible school is cool. Hallelujah. I got that. Okay. So I also grateful for Destiny Family, who's really number one supporter or number two supporter, because my number one is my wife, okay, who believes in me. That's Kenny Rogers. All right. See, the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful. Who can know it? See, a heart is deceitful. Who can know it? Even ourselves cannot know it, right? And it says a virtuous woman who can find. So if your heart deceives you and you don't know it, how can you find a virtuous woman? And in Proverbs, a virtuous woman, he says, her price is far than rubies. So men, you cannot buy her or you cannot find her in the club. Right? If that's so costly and the demand is so little, but yet, wow, it's costly. So you cannot find a virtuous woman and your heart is deceitful, there's a problem. That's why we must be kingdomized, or you must have the heart of God, so that God, who is the author of love and the author of marriage, can find that virtuous woman to you. So I thank the Lord that I have my beautiful wife that's here today, who supports me and believes in me. And God has given me this virtuous woman that I love, and she loves me, I hope. Okay. That's my wife. Will you please stand? All right. Thank you. Oh, and my son, my only son, besides the other one, is also here. Hallelujah. I told you that English is hard. Because everywhere you go, the Filipinos, they can speak the language. Italian, Chinese, Mongolian. In 5 years to 10 years, they can be fluent. Conversing, no problem. But for us Filipinos in America, our he is still a she. Our she is a he, you know? And it's just hard. English is hard. And sometimes we say, what you doing down there? See, it's hard, it's hard. But praise be to God, you know, that, and I know that many of you, for the most of you, has college education and, you know, went to college, and here I am with Texan accent, and the articulation of the English word is different and difficult, but praise be to God, I don't have a degree, but I have temperature, all right? So praise be to God. Psalms 128, all right. I hope you will not get hungry soon. I only have 3 pages, okay? 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 pages. Oh, man, I lost my notes. Okay. But Psalms 128, let's go there. Let's go there. I will not use this now. Okay. Psalms 128. Are you there? I'm not yet. I always ask this question. Why, every time I go, everywhere I go, I ask this question. Why they don't have targets in Afghanistan or Syria and all those places, Baghdad? I always ask that question, and many don't know. So now you will know today, for the most of you, okay? They don't have targets. They don't have Walmart in those places because they have many targets, okay? And so this message of kingdomized, seeing the kingdom with his eyes, is basically allow us to be in position, to be in target, okay? In target in the way we live, in target in seeing the kingdom of God. And so here it is in Psalms 128. All right? Psalm 128. After all, Jonathan posted in Facebook, we see children, we throw balls, that, and things like that. And we're happy because this is not a funeral home. And the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God is a fun God. I mean, there's joy in the Holy Spirit. And even Paul, who wrote the Philippians, who experienced a lot of fatal frailty in life and things that comes against him, but yet the whole Philippians theme is rejoice in the Lord always. All right? And again, he said, rejoice, no matter what. So rejoicing is part of the kingdom, although there's solemn assembly and stuff like that. But God wants us to see his kingdom, that is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. I also rejoice the fact that faith cometh by hearing. Because some of the main theme of this 128 is called the fear of the Lord. And you heard Pastor David or Papa David has preached series on the fear of the Lord. And one time also, John Bevere has a series and draw near to to God and he will draw near to you. And he addressed this message of the fear of the Lord. I'm an evangelist. I don't have the liberty of having series here or 3 weekends. I only have 1 week a year. All right? But evangelists are the only message that I know, at least 4. Salvation, baptism of the Holy Spirit, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and my own personal testimony. I like it. I don't have to study, you know? But although study to show yourself approved to God. But see, there's fivefold ministry, and we call it apostle, prophet, evangelist, which I am, and then pastors and teachers. The apostle touches all of those, okay? And the pointing finger is the prophet. And of course, this is the pastor because it's a ring finger who loves the flock. And the last finger, if you don't have it, there's no balance in your finger. So the teacher balances all that. But I'm Filipino who is short. I like it because this is the tallest finger, all right? And my job is to steer you up. All right? Steer up the body of Christ. That's why salvation, seven coming, and all that is part of our message. But during my lifetime, I'm 59 years old, and the Lord didn't allow me to open church and be a pastor of a church. So now I have what you call fivefold ministry, which I evangelize, I mobilize, I synergize, I chargerize, so that you can be kingdomized. So wherever you are, fit in that category, that's what you're going to receive this morning by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen? So Father, thank you. I release this message, oh God, as you faint to my heart and my mind. And God, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. And so, Lord, let them hear the faith that you want them to hear so that we can be a better kingdomized people of God who fears and love you. So we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Woohoo. I'm glad that Pastor David is not here no more. I was very nervous this morning, but Emma is here, so she might tell. Verse 1. See, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word, because the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is still the power of God unto salvation. It happened 2,000 years ago, and yet churches all over the world and here still preaching the message that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and he's coming back. And it's still the message of hope and salvation, and it's the gospel, the good news that changed people's lives. Amen? So, Psalms 128. Are you ready? I mean, it starts with blessed. Wow, can you imagine that? Blessed are all. Say all, ye all. Pastor David always says that, y'all. See, just like Paul says, I speak in tongues more than ye all. So he's a Texan. Okay. Blessed are all who fear the Lord. See, that's the thing. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed is the favor of God. Blessing is a favor of God to you that will channel us to others. That's the favor of God. It cannot be just blessing without going out, see, in order for that blessing to continue. Because Abraham was called by God and said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. See, that's the blessings of God. You have to be conduit of God or distribution center of what God has blessed you with. So when you said, bless me, my Lord, then ask whom I will bless as well, because that's how it flows in us and through us. All right? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. So, but then it hinges, the blessing hinges, or the core of this blessing is who fear the Lord and who walk in his ways. So the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, is the key, or the key verse here that says that we can be blessed. And what is the fear of the Lord? Like I said, John Bevere has told us that many times, and you can go to the archives and listen to Pastor David's sermon of Exodus 20:20. That's 2020 vision of John Bevere that says, thou shalt fear me so I can teach you how to fear. It seems like oxymoron, but yet he said that you will not sin. How is that? Because there's a difference between the fear of men and the fear of the Lord. Or just like they sing the song, I am a friend of God. In the Philippines, they sing it, I am afraid of God. All right? So there's someone who is afraid and one who feared the Lord. Okay? I was afraid of my brothers. That's part of my testimony. My brother, I mean, he abused me growing up. And I'm afraid. See, when you're afraid, you hide from that person. You don't want him to see you because he might spank you or do something to you. But when you have the fear of the Lord, if you have intimacy with the Lord, you're not afraid of him. You are willing to come to him. As a matter of fact, he said, come boldly into the throne room of grace that you may obtain mercy. And a lot of people run from him instead of run to him because there's a difference. And the Bible says, whom you are afraid of, you become servant to that, or that will be your God. See? But praise be to God that the Lord is your God. And there's many scriptures that's there that you can write it down and study it. But it says, Psalms 25, 12 to 14, it even says that his secret is to those who fear him. You know, the secret of the Lord is to those who fear him. It's amazing that God only share his secret to those whom he loves or to those friends that he has. Not everybody is a friend of God. Is that a statement that can be corrected? But see, Abraham is a friend of God. Moses is a friend of God, all right? Moses, being a friend of God, he changed God's mind when he wants to destroy the people of Israel because of their hardened heart, right? But then Moses says, God, don't do that, or else they will be reproached to the nation whom you deliver from out of bondage, and now you want to destroy them, then that will be shame. So he changed the heart of God because he is a friend of God, and God listened to Moses. On the other hand, these are Israelites that when they see God or God wants to show himself to them, they were afraid and scared. They run from God, okay? They are saved because they're out of the bondage, out of Egypt, they are saved, right? And yet, they don't know God. They're not a friend of God. They, as a matter of fact, they want to go back to Egypt. Can you imagine that? They want to go back to Egypt, and yet here's Moses, who lived in the palace, who is the son of Pharaoh, who drive Cadillac, Mercedes, BMW, Rolls Royce, all that, and eat golden rice every day, and yet he don't want to go back to Egypt. He got the best of life, and yet he has encountered the fear of the Lord. He was kingdomized, and yet he don't want to go to Egypt. As a matter of fact, he wants the Israelites to go to the wilderness so that they encounter this God who can satisfy every need. That's why he is the one that you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Not subtracted, but added unto you. So he is the desire of the nation, right? So you got that right. All right? So praise be to God. On the other hand, we got Abraham as well, who is the friend of God. And yet, his nephew, Lot, right? And Mrs. Lot, who are in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham is a friend of God. And see, when the secret belongs to the friend of God. See, when he obeys God, he has the revelation that God is Jehovah Jireh. See, it's not Jehovah Visa. Jehovah Jireh, okay? The Lord provides when he offers Isaac. And here, the secret of God says, hey, Abe, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. See, he reveals himself to him. And yet here's Lot, who is a Christian, a nephew of Abraham, who's supposed to be walking in God, and yet he's not a friend of God because he lived in Sodom. He act like Sodomites. He don't know. He don't have a clue what's going on. And Abraham has a clue that God is going to destroy. And Lot is here. Wow. See, there's the difference between being a friend of God and just Christian, all right, who walk in his ways. See, Mrs. Lot, he's she-devil, you know, because, you know, I mean, they left, And he got all this, she got all these luggages, you know. And for women, I told you before, last year, that, you know, women cannot only carry one luggage. Just like Marguerite, you know, he got all this luggage. Last year, Marguerite and Emily, they have all these luggages that the elevator can't go up. So heavy. But Mrs. Lott, man, see? He says, where's my MK? So she turned her head. See, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. And that's why she become pillar of salt. Did I say MK? Yeah. Got to have a bag and shoes. That's women love, bags and shoes, right? And even high heels, the heels. You know, I told women that drugs and heels, they have the same. You get high, okay? All right. So the fear of the Lord, okay? The fear of the Lord. I mean, the fear of the Lord is like, wow. It says in Isaiah 33:6, that's important too. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Say treasure. We all want to get rich, right? This is America. We want to be up there. Yeah. And yet, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. You don't want that? I love that. Because I was poor in the Philippines. P-O-O-R, many O's, poor. And being poor and being here in America is already rich. And I'm rich man. I'm not wealthy. I'm a rich man compared to where I came from. See? Praise be to God. So I'd rather be rich than poor. Okay? And then he said there's a treasure when we begin to fear the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? It's really reverence, awe, or taking God seriously. Say seriously. Seriously. Some people or some Christians take God casually. See? They're Christian on Sunday. Monday, no. Yeah. Christian, no. On Sunday. Christian, no. On Monday. I mean, Christian. Yeah. So that's what happened. Right? So, yeah, the treasure of the Lord is upon those who fear God. So, let's see. What else? The fear of the Lord in the life of Jesus. See, Jesus, the aspect of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus is in Isaiah 11. That's the prophetic word for Jesus. And yet, his delight, our Lord Jesus, his delight is in the fear of the Lord. That's our Lord. Yeah? And his delight is the fear of the Father, which means he take God seriously. His reverence. He trusted God. Amen? So praise be to God. And there's so many things that you can, just like I said, the conditions, there's condition. If you love me, John Bevere says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. If is condition. As a matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 3, 5-9, the fear of the Lord is connected with our giving of tithes and offering. See? It's part of that. All right? The fear of the Lord, comforts of the Holy Spirit. Acts 9. Psalms 2:11, serve the Lord with fear. Proverbs 22:4, by humility, honor, and life. Proverbs 14:26, the fear of the Lord gives strong confidence. You want strong confidence? Gives you strength. See? And Acts 9:31, fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit edified and multiplied. So the key to the multiplication of the church is also hinges on the fear of the Lord. So you want that. In 1 Peter 1:15-19, he says, written to the Christian redeemed people, all of your conduct in fear, knowing very fact that God paid our redemption. See? Can you imagine? You don't take that lightly. The God of your universe sent his only begotten Son. The price. We honor our veterans and those who served the military for our freedom. But the Son of God came and died on the cross and paid the price for our salvation. I'm not worthy, but yet he makes me worthy. Praise be to God. How can we receive the fear of the Lord? Like I said, it begins with if. Receive God's words with respect. Treasure it. Okay? So praise be to God. Now, let's move on. So study the fear of the Lord, because there's fountain of life, there's wisdom in it, and we got to grow in serving the Lord in awe and reverence to Him. Okay? Honor Him. Respect Him. Don't take Him lightly. All right? Say amen. Amen. So what happened here? Blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in His ways. There's a feat going on there. Walk in His ways. What happened? As a person, if you have the fear of the Lord, as a person, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Many people complain about their job. I've been in the Navy for 20 years. They say all kinds of names about the Navy, and yet the Navy feed them. But yet he said, you will eat the fruit of your labor. So you're happy when you work and you get your check, and you're happy. You're paid. See? Just like Pacquiao. He's happy. He got paid. But his wife, the definition of more than conquerors, is he's a conqueror. But then he get the check. He give it to his wife, Jinky. She is more than conqueror. All right? He said, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings. See, blessings again. And prosperity will be yours. You don't want that? Blessings and prosperity will be yours. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Your wife, see? Your wife. See? If you're single, it's not good for you to be alone. Okay? I just married a couple last week. It was a glorious time at the beach. I'm glad because nowadays, I mean, they don't marry. They just shack together. And this is precious in the eyes of the Lord. All right? That the chastity of that is very powerful. Your wife will be a fruitful vine. Can you imagine that? We have three children, fruitful, hey, and more. That's why my mom, I'm blessed. We're 12. Yeah, I'm the baby, good-looking baby. Okay, you'll be fruitful vine within your house. So the blessing come to you, then addresses your wife. Of course, it's for the man because men cannot have wife, right? Okay, so wife, and so the fruitful vine. And there's a process in growing a grapefruit, grapes, and then crush and become wine because wine makes you glad. Right? I will not call no names, right, Isa? Okay. You don't know her. Okay. In the house. Then it addresses your sons will be like olive shoots or plants. It's not like olive tree because it takes 15 years to an olive plant to grow. Okay? It's plants or roots. Because this is the foundation of the house where the children are instructed on the table. Where the father not only eats for 1 hour, that's the Jewish custom. And I like Duck Dynasty because that's what they portray. Because we have Glenn who is ministering to the prison where young teenagers are there because they are fatherless or the homes are broken. Because this is what the enemy wants to destroy, is the family. Yeah. And there is the instruction for our children in that setting that there's a family that's eating together. It's precious. Come and eat together, not just take out or dinner, the TV, snacks and stuff like that. Come together and instruct your children. And if the father is not available, the mother will instruct them what is good, what is bad, what is good for you, and what's not good for you, how to live. That's the instruction that on the table where you are eating in 1 hour. You know, it's amazing. That's what the instruction of the Lord. And can you imagine? Adam was single, right? And when he got married, hell broke loose. Satan hates marriage. Yeah. At the airport, one of the men noticed that this guy, why are you wearing your ring on the right hand finger? And he said, I'm married to a wrong wife. Ah, your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. There it is, around your table, see? Thus is the man who fears the Lord. Again, that's the foundation. And then from you to your wife, to your household, and then comes Zion. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. Zion in the Old Testament refers to the mountain of God, Mount Zion. Also, it refers to the city of David, the city of Zion. And yet within that city is called the temple called Zion. So there is you, your wife, your children. That's why we go to church. In Hebrew, that's Old Testament, but in Hebrews chapter 12, it says the church, okay? And of course, in Ephesians 3:10, the church is the power of God where he reveals everything, okay? We are the embassy of God in this planet Earth, okay? So, Zion. And so when you bring your family to church, it testifies that all of us coming together has the same mind, we same belief, and that's what it is, the church. That you're not alone in the fear of God. God has put us together to be a family of God. And the definition of fellowship is you're not the only fellow in the ship. Okay? So that's what it is. May the Lord bless you in Zion. Okay, I still have 2 hours. Okay. All the days of your life. And then from you to your wife, to your children, and then to the city, or to the church, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, then to our city, Jerusalem, the city of God. So the city. So this, the fear of the Lord allows us to go because we have mission. And for the most of you, you go to work, right? And at your job, you ought to be the testimony of Jesus in your job. You ought not to be the one just like talking like them, complaining like them. There's supposed to be enough indictment that you are a child of God when you are at your workplace. Every indication that that guy or that man is a man or woman of God in your workplace. Because it's your fault. You are driving BMW. You should be my witness. All right? You're the salt and light of the world. Amen. I love my job. See, I retired military. I could go work in a what you call a contract or federal, but the Lord allowed me to be a law officer. Most of you don't know that. Law officer, I cut grass. But I love it because I'm able to go anywhere. I go to my prayer meeting. I go to a pastor's meeting. And after all, being a law officer, I'm in the cutting edge, you know. So it's good job. And wherever I go, I'm always motivated. So praise be to God. And I used to go, when I was in Norfolk, I do prayer walking. But then the Lord allows me to be prayer mowing. See? It's amazing. That's how it works. And so wherever I go, I speak in tongues. Just like Paul. I speak in tongues, you know. And that's for the city. And the Lord allowed me to minister. There's a one young man, Carlo. I met him the other day. And he was grateful. And he was a Catholic guy. He's young. 21 years old. And he's doing student in TCC, and hopefully in 2 years, he has student visa from the Philippines. In 2 years, he will join the army. But unfortunately, he was with me one time. I shared with him and things like that. Then he left, and then he got cancer. So that was dissolved. His hope is gone. But praise be to God, because I connected him with one of my friends, and he is working in that facility in the nursing home. And so when I saw him, he just say, "Praise the Lord, Pastor." He addressed me, "Pastor, praise the Lord, Pastor. I'm here. The cancer that I have, I'm getting healed. And also the $50,000 bill was waived by Centaura. And now I'm working here. And now I will not go back to that that school of whatever he's taking for military. But he's going to medical school. So praise be to God. That changes his life. And many Filipinos who are coming here, they don't have, they're waiting for their green card and waiting for their social security. They can't work. So I get to help them out a little bit, ease up the finances of them. And some are homeless. Some are in drugs, you know, and they come to me also. And I said to them, it's good. This is the right job for you. Since you do drugs, I do grass and weeds. And you go to feed. And you get to push, you know. So it's amazing. So there it is. Not only you are blessed personally, your wife is a fruitful vine, then your children are blessed, and then the church is blessed, and then to your city. And now, and may you live to see your children's children. So who among you has grandchildren? Wow, very good. Praise God. That's why you have grandchildren, your grandfather and parents, and you live grand. Okay? So that's the beauty of that. I don't have because I only have two sons and they're 24 and 25 and I discouraged them to get girlfriends because I told them that when I met their wife I become broke. So so now they're still single. And also I told them that when the girls say I love you, run, and they run, you know. But my mother passed away 2 years ago, and she was 98 and a half years old. So 59, 98. So I have 39 years to still live if that pattern continue. Or I hope I will exceed my mom. So I will still see my grandchildren's my children's children. Amen. And now when that happens, they will see me on television right there. We will have TV all over America, right? Called Harvest, right? Harvest TV. Because before, this used to be White Harvest. Then the Filipino comes, it becomes Harvest only. They remove the white. So, not only you, your husband-to-be, your children, your church, your city, and then Israel, our country. So we don't rely on politics, okay? We rely on the embassy of God, which is here, the church. And it comes by the fear of the Lord individually. And then the whole body, it comes from the fear of the Lord. Who wants that? Right? And nowadays, people are craving for heroes. I mean, the number one movie theater always goes with Marvel's movie, just like Avengers right now. Avengers, okay. Right. I'm always corrected by my accent with my son. So, I mean, but we are the heroes. Just like here, the love of God heals, delivers. The love of God forgives. The love of God opened the eyes of the blind. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, upon you. So we are called by the Lord in the fear of the Lord and the grace of God to be that hero for everyone that we encounter. And it's a privilege and honor for the body of Christ to rise up. After all, they are coming out of the closet. Might as well come out. Right? As Christian, as believers who has the fear of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's bow our head. And if you're here this morning and you feel like you're a casual Christian and you want to go back, or maybe this question says, you know, do you know for certain if you die today, you will go to heaven? It's a hypothetical question. But do you know for certain that if you die today, you'll go to heaven? Or is that something that you're working on? And the Bible says, these things are written that you may know. I mean, God of the universe, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, he said, the Lord declares this to you, the Lord who knows, I, the Lord, who knows, because he is all-knowing, gives you plans for the future. And if you're here this morning, and you don't, know for certain. And if you stand before the presence of the Lord and he says, why will I let you enter into my heaven? What will you say to him? And if you don't know what you will say to him, this is the right time and opportunity for say, I want Christ to be my Lord and Savior. Is there anybody here who want to acknowledge that? With your raised hand, I'm willing to pray for you. Somebody pray for you. Amen. So praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you, Lord God, that you're so good. And each and every one of us, from this day forward, encounter you and your presence that is so dear. It's really your presence, oh God, that's the fear of the Lord. Just like this child left alone and no parents and the fear that he or she is alone. Lord, let your presence be with us here at home, at our job, wherever you send us. And let us always continue to learn the fear of the Lord. We love you, Father. We give you praise and glory and honor, O God. Bless my brothers and sisters. Bless them mightily, O God, in all the things that they do. And prosper them, as you said in Psalms 128. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as kingdomized people and always seeing the kingdom in your eyes. In this I pray, in Jesus' name, and all God's people says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand.